This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
For hundreds of years, anthropologists have studied the social relationships of human beings. And none have been more confounding than what they call the different strokes effect.
Get it?
Meet Jade Gulliver, a charmingly low-maintenance, amicable sci-fi fan and avid podcaster. And David Lim, a top model strutting, goldfish-loving, walking jukebox. So, can you handle the difference? Get ready for Different Strokes.
Because it takes different strokes to move the world. Yes, it does. It takes different strokes to move the world.
This is Different Strokes on Joy 94.9 with Jade and Dave.
Oh, Jade, this morning I tried to do the right thing. I was running late to come into the studio, so I knew like I'd already missed my usual tram. But then I thought, I absolutely have to have breakfast. I really, really must have breakfast. Like, I'm not even going to, like, you know, try to tempt myself to thinking, oh, I'll just grab fast food on the way up here like I sometimes do.
Sometimes. Semi-regularly.
Come on, Jade. Come on. Well, I'm trying.
It's more than sporadic.
She's kind of like, well, it's more like every second week, yeah. Dave. You know, we come up and the whole, you know, place smells like hash browns. Yeah, Dave's been hitting it hard. But I'm trying to be good today. I'm trying to not skip breakfast. I'm trying to not, you know, give in to temptation. So I have, and you don't know this, but I have in my bag a Tupperware full of cereal.
Oh,
I'm just waiting to add milk to it. What is becoming of me?
It sounds very adult of you.
It's very grown up, isn't it? Yeah. BYO cereal?
Yeah.
Ask me what cereal it is. Ask me.
No, Fruit Loops?
Not quite. It's those funny looking Milo shell cereals.
Yeah. I love the Milo ones. They're awesome.
So it's not like, you know, one of those super healthy cereals where there's like a bit of oats here, a bit of this, a bit of that, a bit of apricot. Nah, it's just the Milo shells.
Yeah, I had my rolled oats before I came in this morning.
Oh, you're organized. I mean, like, you seem to have this routine. You seem to be like one of those people that wake up at the right time. And then you go and do certain things and your clothes are already all picked out from the night before and then you're just ready to go.
Yeah, well, you know, and you know how I am about being on time for things as well.
Oh, yes.
So, you know, I went on a rant at work yesterday at the leadership training because all of these people rocked up late. Like, and I'm not just talking like 5 minutes late, I'm talking 15 minutes late for something.
Oh my God, and this is supposed to be like a meeting of leaders. Like, what sort of example are you setting?
Exactly, it's not the right note.
No. So did you, like, you know, seize the mic and go, listen, before we begin, let me call you all out.
If I can get here at 9 a.m., you can get here at 9 a.m.
She runs a tight ship, you guys. Jade runs a tight ship.
Yeah.
All right. Look, you know what? Here at Different Strokes, we are so thrilled. To celebrate Obama's win, aren't we?
Yeah.
Like yesterday, I was just like on Facebook in the middle of the workday and I was just like, oh my God, my timeline is just getting blown up.
Yeah.
But it's very exciting news.
Yeah. And it was exciting news. But also, like, Dave, the thing that we love about Obama getting elected is all of the internet stuff that happens.
All the memes, all the GIFs, all the animated GIFs. Now, for those of you who don't know what an animated GIF is, it's basically like an animated image on the internet.
Yeah.
And like we're not talking about, you know, your old Y2K websites with the glittery text or anything.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
This is like next level pop cultural referencing thing.
Yeah.
So the kind of animated GIFs we're talking about are like, you know, pictures of Obama or like, you know, GIFs of Obama doing very funny things. Yeah. Like dancing.
Dancing. Or there was actually an article, I believe it was in The Age last week, that was like different images of like Obama like doing cute things with kids. So there was like one of him like getting chased around the Oval Office by this little girl. Like, aww. So those kind of things. But, you know, there's like little GIFs of him like
dancing
doing a
on Ellen.
Dance move on Ellen. You know, someone's photoshopped in like a GIF and made a GIF of him with a lightsaber. You know, little head movements or whatever they get turned into.
They've superimposed. I'm looking at a GIF now of Obama's face superimposed on Jay-Z's body. Mm-hmm. And this is like a snap. This is like a GIF of from Jay-Z's music video where he's just like, you know, throwing money in the air.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of very funny things like that. I think that's a very modern way of celebrating, you know, rather than just posting a hashtag, like, oh, you know, so happy, blah, 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 reelected.
Yeah.
You can instead post an animated GIF of Obama clapping.
Yeah. Yeah, and, you know, and I guess like it's interesting, you know, now we're talking about more and more, it's all about our experiences of things. And these are like little creative experiences of people that get shared around the internet and everyone else, you know, yeah, you've got news or whatever and you can read those sort of newsy type stories, but you can also be entertained.
Yeah, you can be entertained by reaction GIFs like these. One of my workmates actually posted on my Facebook wall last night this animated GIF of Obama. So it's Obama's head, but it's like a picture of Beyonce's body.
Yeah.
And we're talking Beyonce's body doing the single ladies dance move. So I was just like, this is just modern, because I mean, like back in the day, who would have, not a lot of, you know, presidents or prime ministers in the world would get this many animated GIFs created in their honour.
Well, and I think also, you know, it depends on the actual personality of the president. He's obviously got it. He's very charismatic, and I think it sort of lends himself to that.
To these kind of funny things.
Yeah.
It is just, the internet is just a treasure trove.
Yeah,
it really is.
Yeah.
You say that it's about pop artist versus character. Forget what you've heard. I do listen to Strummy Lala music, as I like to call it.
Get ready for a Different Strokes take on music.
Look, Jade, this week's music pick of the week is my turn to pull something out of the woodwork. Now, for a lot of fans of Europop, and I know a lot of Joy listeners out there love their Eurodance, Europop, this is not so much a revelation for you guys, okay? But this is perhaps more of a introduction to a lot of, you know, mainstream top 40 listening people who might have only discovered Loreen this year when she won the Eurovision Song Contest. So I'm talking about Loreen, Swedish pop singer, who won this year's Eurovision with her song Euphoria.
Mm-hmm.
And the song that I've picked this week for our music pick of the week, Jade, is her second international single, which is called My Heart Is Refusing Me.
Yeah.
Doesn't it sound all dramatic?
It does sound very dramatic.
Very tortured.
Yeah.
My heart is refusing me. It's kind of one of those things you say between sobs.
Yeah. You know, things are at the bottom of the barrel.
Oh, yeah. You're like crying and sobbing with every scoop of Ben and Jerry's
and
in your mouth.
And it's like, it's not just like sobbing. It's like
wailing.
When you like get like that.
The
like,
double sobs.
Yeah.
Look, it's definitely one of my favorite styles of music. You know, I love me some dance ballads. I like some really tortured, melancholy lyrics to like massive anthemic beats. You know, that is so my thing. So I'm going to make a confession.
Mm-hmm.
I don't follow Eurovision typically.
Mm-hmm.
This year was the most Eurovision I ever watched. And it's purely because I like this chick. I like her song Euphoria.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this single, My Heart Is Refusing Me, was actually released in February last year. So it's a bit of, it's not news, like I said before, but, you know, after winning Eurovision, they've decided, you know what, let's give this song a chance internationally.
Yeah.
So they've done a new version of My Heart Is Refusing Me. They've put it on her album, her debut album, Heal, which is now out in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
What the label Warner Music Australia's done is that they've kind of quietly released it here digitally just to see if anyone cared for it.
Yeah, yeah.
And just to see if it picks up momentum. So I have reviewed the album for Same Same, which is a really popular gay and lesbian website here in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
And to my surprise, when I went to print out the Wikipedia page,
you're quoted.
I was quoted.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, That sentence looks rather familiar. Okay, well, I think I came up with that.
You're Wikipedia famous, Dave.
I am Wikipedia famous. I'm Wikipedia relevant, which is not very relevant.
You know anyone can edit that.
Yeah, anyone can edit that. And you're probably thinking, Dave, you probably put that in yourself. But look, in any case, My Heart Is Refusing Me. It's a typical kind of Swedish pop dance ballad. So he's got very restrained verses, very wounded sounding verses, and then it just kind of explodes into this massive thumping chorus that just, you just want to go off to it.
Joy.
94.9.
Now, Jade, you and I are not very much for watching Big Brother.
No.
Even though it made its triumphant comeback this year on Channel 9, we didn't really commit
generally
to it.
Speaking, I don't watch it, reality.
But one person who absolutely committed from the start to finish is my mum, Mama Lim. Good morning, Mum.
Good morning.
Hi, Mama Lim.
Thanks for having me. Good morning.
Mum, look, what is it about Big Brother that kept you watching every single night?
This is funny, yes, because this is live and about practical people, and they are not actors where they don't read from the script. Well, this is live, real people.
Could you see yourself maybe one day auditioning for Big Brother and going in the house, Mum?
No, because I don't think so I can survive. I'll be out the first week.
Who would nominate my mum? I mean, listen to her. She's adorable.
Yeah, there's no way. She'd be a fan favourite from the start.
I will opt to get out.
Now, Mum, having watched the series, who's your favourite in the house?
Oh, I love Zoe. Zoe is such a genuine person.
Those of you who kind of casually watch, Zoe is the kind of curvier country girl.
Very genuine, very pure in mind, you know? Yeah.
That's the kind of person you would hang out with in the house.
Yes, I'll hang out with. I think with her around, I can go very far. Instead of opping out the first week.
Oh, she can be your buddy in the house.
Yes. And another person that I can draw strength is Ben. Ben is a very intelligent person, very intelligent, and that is the type of person that we love in the community, in workplace, where he is very conscious of what he's doing, and he's conscious of being supportive to his buddies and mates around. That is another person that I will draw strength from.
Now, Ben was the openly gay male housemate who won Big Brother last night. Did you expect Ben to win?
Yes, I'm like, hooray!
you were obviously really excited for him to win?
Yes, I worked for him, not knowing the cost, that is 55 cents. I don't care.
I'm telling you guys, my mom emptied her coin purse.
I don't care.
Mom, how much do you think you spent on voting for Ben?
20 times, so can you imagine? So when Dave was telling me it's 55 cents, Mom, I said, I don't care. Look at it as like I take him out for a treat.
Now, Mum, what is it about Ben that made you wanted to pick up the phone and vote? Because you don't normally do stuff like this. You don't really watch TV.
I don't. But he is somebody that I'm like looking at it and I say, wow, he is a role model.
But what about Layla, who was the runners-up?
He's a sweetie.
You like Layla too?
Not really. Nothing much I can learn from her.
You pick your Big Brother winners based on people that, you know, you find are going to bring some value to your life.
Two-way things.
Yeah, it is a two-way thing.
Yeah, in the community, two-way things.
Yeah. So what did you think about Ben proposing to his partner on TV?
That is good. So intelligent. I'm just so excited about that.
Did you kind of tear up? Did you get emotional?
Tell me about that. Didn't you see I wet my T-shirt?
My mom.
Before her mom could cry, I cry already. The minute they announced his name, oh my God.
It's hard not to be affected by Big Brother, Jade, when you hear my mom like tearing up. Yeah.
I couldn't stop. It just keeps flowing. And when he kneeled down and proposed, I said, good on you. Good on you. Wow. Then I was thinking, hey, those people who protest about gay marriages, come on, get real. Wake up. Spend your time somewhere else and protest on something else.
Something else,
maybe like against drug, a pusher, you know, something like that, that pull innocent people's lives down. Forget about it.
See, my mum.
Attention.
My mum's keeping it real. She's all about equal love.
Yeah, that's Mama Lim realness right there. Wisdom.
Wisdom. Thank you, Mum, so much for joining us on Different Strokes this morning. This is your very first time on radio.
Yes, I'm like, Ben, good on you. Good, good. I'm so happy that Ben win.
Well,
okay?
There you go. Thank you so much, Mum, for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, my goodness, Jade. I feel like that was one of the biggest highs and rushes of all the years that we've done radio here, just having my mum on air with us for the very first time.
I know. Like, and, you know, obviously, you know, I've known you a long time, Dave, but I think Mama and Lim and I have had like maybe two face-to-face actual meetings and both times we get starstruck by each other. Like, you know, it was kind of a weird situation. But I can't believe the love that's coming in for Mama Lim.
The love that's coming in for Mama Lim. So she joined us on air before to talk about her feelings about Big Brother. You know, she's crazy about the show.
Yeah.
But she also spoke about marriage equality and, you know, basically telling people who protest against gay marriage to get a life and get real.
Yeah.
that is some sort of realness from my mom. Let's have a look at some of the texts that have come in, Jade.
Well, Jonathan has texted in to say, Jade, you're right. You should definitely have Mama Lim on more often. She's a character and beautiful.
Aww.
Mama Lim for Prime Minister from Deanne. Your mom is gorgeous from Matthew. I want more Mama Lim from Larissa. Mama, plenty of Mama Lim rocks.
Yeah, a couple of Mama Lim rocks. Chris has texted in saying inspired.
Joy 94.9.
This week, my app review is called Zombie Toss.
Sounds a bit rude, you guys.
Yeah, and you know,
Zombie Toss.
You know what I've noticed, Dave, is that there seems to be this sort of ongoing prevalence of zombie style things. Mm. Yes, you know, we got like things like Walking Dead on TV. One of my favorite video games, Red Dead Redemption, came out with a new version that had zombies in it. And then there's like Plants vs. Zombies. So it's just kind of like this thing about zombies obsession. Now.
And I was just kind of thinking, is this kind of timed around Halloween? But no, it's all year round.
It is all year round. And this is, I guess, the new sort of app in that area. So Zombie Toss, it basically takes the concept of a zombie or Plants versus Zombies. So you've got all these different types of zombies and then you're tossing them and trying to beat them up effectively. So it's similar in a way to something like Fruit Ninja, where in Fruit Ninja you've got like a series of tools or weapons where you cut the fruit open. It's the same thing except with zombies.
Wow.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of frantic finger movement.
There's a frantic finger movement and trying to figure out what to do. This one, for me, I didn't enjoy it as much as something like Fruit Ninja because it's like you have to buy like a lot of in-app purchases to get anywhere.
No, I don't like that.
So, yeah, but whereas Fruit Ninja I found was like sort of automatically you've got like the tools that you need and you can get extra stuff if you want
If you want, but it's not essential to your playing experience.
Exactly.
Jade, I'm always wary of gaming apps, that require for you to look like a fool when you're playing
them
in public.
You mean the frantic swiping that might be involved, yeah.
I've seen so many people sitting at these tram stops looking like they're having a fit with their right hand. I'm not even talking in a nasty way, but like just frantically swiping at their phone with their index fingers. I just go, calm down, you're shaking my seat.
But, you know, this is part of the good thing about the app and, like, being able to have, like, a touch screen is that you can, like, now use those things in games.
We got a text in saying that it is a good game, too many hours wasted on it.
Yeah, well, that's pretty much my life story, isn't it, Dave?
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.